have a sports thing? Because you know how I made this year the year that I was going to learn more about the sports
ball?
Yeah,
how's that going?
Not well, because it's been a while since I looked at a sports ball thing. And this is my first sports ball thing since the pandemic started. Okay, so there's a guy named Anthony Davis.
Mm-hmm.
He is on a team. I don't know what the team is, but it's not about what team he's on or what sport he plays. Everybody was very upset with him and saying that he was disgusting AF. People were freaking out. They were so grossed out by him.
He's a
Everyone
Laker,
was like, oh, that's it. I'm done. So I was like, oh, what did this guy do that was so gross? He trimmed his toenails on the bench during play, like while the sports ball was going on. He trimmed his toenails. And I was like, that's it? That's what's grossing out? Everyone's freaking out over this? Okay, as somebody who forgets to trim the toenails, who does not get pedicures anymore, I find that sometimes I will wear certain shoes and I'll notice like, oh, it's like scraping. What's going on? Oh, damn, my nail. So I'll have to take off my shoe, take off my sock, go get some nail clippers, clip the nail. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I'll just be in the middle of my day. Well, the middle of his day happens to be in the middle of a sports ball game. So if he's in the middle of playing and he's got a toe that's freaking him out and bumping up against his sneaker and making it hard to play, I have no problem with him walking over to the side. He's amongst his teammates. It's all a bunch of guys. They're about to go in a locker room and get naked together. What the heck is the difference if he whips out a toenail clipper? Why is everyone freaking out?
He had to call somebody to get that toenail clipper. He just didn't have it with him. So he's like, you know, calling his mom.
Hey, Mom. can you bring me something?
So he's going to have to call somebody on the phone because, you know, he doesn't have it with him.
Okay, well, so let's say he called somebody and got the I don't know how he got the toenail clipper. He got it.
Okay.
Who knows how? But the fact that people are freaking out that he was clipping his toenails during a game,
That's gross.
What am I missing here? That's I didn't think it was gross.
Wait till halftime. Excuse yourself and go to the locker room. You don't have to do it on the bench.
You do. If you're getting paid millions of dollars to play a sports ball and you're running up and down the
court.
Field.
Court.
Court.
He's a Laker. Basketball court.
Okay, fine. Okay. So it's basketball. Okay, I didn't even know that. Whatever it is you're running up and down and doing, your toe is bumping into your sneaker and it's distracting you from being able to play and it's bothering you, I think you should take care of it right then and there. Look, if he's running back and forth and he suddenly has boogers, should he not blow his nose? It's the same thing. Go blow your nose.
You're not going to do that on the bench. You're going to excuse yourself and go to the bathroom. You're going to say, Coach, I need 5 seconds. I need I'll explain to you later. Give me 5 seconds. They can do that.
I don't think they're allowed to leave once you're there.
If you've got a pee-pee, you got to go.
No, you can't. In the middle of playing, you can't go pee-pee.
You have to go pee-pee if you got to go pee-pee. What if your stomach starts going, you got to go, Coach, you better let me go now. I mean, you don't want what's going to happen if you don't let me go.
Yeah, but this isn't that. This is, let me just whip out a toenail clipper, take care of this little situation. You can get me right back out there. Just give me a second.
I mean, I can see how painful that is. Let's say you got a new pair, because they're always wearing new shoes every game. So you don't know. Until
they're promoting them. Yeah, exactly. Some company gave them a deal and they have to wear those sneakers. Right.
So he doesn't know what those sneakers are like running up and down the court. I understand that, but excuse yourself. You don't have to do it in front of everybody.
No problem with him whipping off his sneaker, whipping off his sock, clipping that old nail and putting his stuff back on. I have no problem with it. I don't know. It was trending. People were freaking out. It was like the thing. I'm like, I was thinking like, did he whip out his junk and like take a piss the way that runners do? What did he do that everyone's flipping the hell out?
While some guys, I hate to tell you, have really ugly feet and really ugly toenails. So I can imagine what that looked like.
Who cares? But here's the thing. Why was the camera on him?
There's kids present. There's kids around. They can see them. That's disgusting. If they're long enough that you have to cut them during a game, they probably haven't been cut in a while.
Right, exactly. And first of all, there's nobody at the games. Remember, they don't have fans there anymore. So they're at home. People are watching from home. The cameras didn't have to go on him and show him clipping his toenails. That wasn't necessary. So it's not his fault. I'm on his side. I have no problem with what he did. And I have an issue with the camera people being like, what's Anthony Davis doing over there? Like, none of your business. That's what he's doing. None of ya.
No, I think you take care of that the night before. Just, you know what? You get, he got a new contract this year for 5 years, $190 million contract. You can cut your toenails at home.
No, but see, that's my point. He got a $190 million contract. As he's playing, he realized he missed a nail, or there's one that has a hangnail, or there's something bothering him. You got to make sure that stuff, you got to get your stuff together.
No, I think it's disgusting. You're making $27 million a year. You're wasting $1 million worth of time cutting your toenails.
No, he was on the bench.
Oh, I get
he didn't do the. Listen, if he stopped in the middle of playing, if he was like, hang on a minute, I'm just going to hold the ball here and then drop down on the court, that's different. He was on the bench.
Mm. People cancel people for no reason nowadays, though.
I know. The guy cut his toenails and everyone's like, cancel him.